Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Lovely Travels podcast. I'm your host, Emma Lovell, and with me is my delightful co-host, Darius.
Howdy, y'all.
Darius has given us a lovely segue into this week's episode, which is the United States of America.
USA.
Quite a few of our listeners are from the US, predominantly because they're my friends and they're lovely and they like to listen to me. So this episode's been a bit long awaited because people want to hear us talk about it. So
And I mean, you must have a whole lot of friends in the US since you've been so many times.
Yes, I have lost track a little bit. I'm really trying, but I think it's 14 or 15 times.
Wow.
Yeah, so almost like every second year of my life, pretty much. But my first time was when I was 9 years old, and my most recent trip was in September 2019. It is currently September 2020, and I actually should be there right now, so it's kind of a sucky time. I should have been flying out on the 12th, and last year I arrived in the US on the 12th, so I should be hanging out with my cousin Bill from episode 21. I should be hanging with him right now.
Oh, man. Cousin Bill. I really enjoyed that episode. I'm just going to say it here again. If you haven't had a chance to listen to it, it really is a lovely episode.
Thank you. I had so much fun. I think he's going to have to come back again. We'll have to get Cousin back on because he's super fun, but also just has such an amazing history, and we really only just touched the surface. So I would love to ask him a bit more about his life growing up in the US, his where he's from, but he's also lived in quite a few places. So,
yeah, I'll save my questions for another time. But yeah, super keen for more Cousin Bill.
Yeah,
and actually, Emma, I beat you to the US because I was there just before my first birthday for the first time, which is like 20 years ago or something.
We're the same age, Darius. It was 32 years ago. yes, but I'm guessing you have very non-recollection of that trip.
So there's just a few classic stories that circle the family. So my first steps that I ever took by myself were actually on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Woohoo!
Which is pretty fancy. There's no picture, unfortunately, but there is a picture of me eating a birthday cake head first. Also,
just
in
the only way to eat cake.
Yeah.
I hope you eat a head first. I mean, well, but like, usually mouth first, but not face. Yeah.
Face class. This instance was face first.
Face cake.
Going by the pictures, my forehead hit the cake before my mouth did.
Also just the right way to do it. And that was with your mother and your father?
Yes. My dad has some family who live in San Francisco. Well, they used to back then. I have no idea if they still do. And we visited them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then you've been to the US another couple of times. So tell us when and where.
Okay. So the first time when Mum took me to Australia, actually we had a stopover in Los Angeles. And stopover in Los Angeles, and she tells me that we spent 4 days at Disney World.
Oh, Disneyland.
Disneyland.
Oh, I'm sure Mickey loved you. I would not have taken your mother for a Disney fan, but
she is in fact the world's smallest, largest Mickey fan. And don't mention Minnie. She gets a little bit jealous.
That's a good fun fact. It's very specific to your family fun fact, but
it's very specific. I'm sorry. But then I went back in 2010 on a bit of a world tour when I was moving back from Australia to Germany. And I went to Los Angeles, and then to Las Vegas, and to Hawaii. I think actually the order was exactly the other way around. But
yeah, because Hawaii, it's mental that it's part of the US, because it is literally halfway between Australia and the US. Like, It takes 7 hours to get there from here. It can take 7 hours from some parts. It took me from LA, I think it took 7 hours.
Did you know that Alaska was transferred from Russia to America in 1867 for 2 cents per acre? Just $7.2 million.
Sounds pretty reasonable to buy a country, buy a state.
Yeah.
Or buy a region.
That's, that's before they knew about all the oil that's there. So a good deal.
Whoopsie, Russia. I feel like it's hard with some of those, like Alaska and also Hawaii. I feel like they are a bit the outliers. And I guess they are. It's 52 states. So it's like 50 would be sweet on. And I'm sure it's very controversial. But Hawaii, I haven't been to Alaska. I would love to go. I love the natural beauty. It looks phenomenal. But I just feel like there they have their own culture. Like Hawaii very much has its own culture. A lot of American influence, obviously, being that it's from the United States and definitely reflects the price of the United States. But, it's just like you feel like you should be able to tick off another country when you go there, but you can't.
And, I'm sure you have some sort of amazing song about the 14 times you visited and all the states.
I do not have a song. I have a list of the states that I've been to. I'm pretty proud, actually. Like,
hit me.
Look, to be fair. No, not to be fair. It's kind of a known thing that Americans don't travel a lot. Some travel a lot within their own country, but they don't tend to travel a lot overseas. It's just I'm really surprised by sometimes when I'm talking to people in the US how many places I've been that they haven't. So I've actually been to 11 of the 52 states. I wish it was 13 because then it would be a quarter, but I'm almost there. Anyway, I've been to, not in alphabetical order because I'm not that anally retentive, but Illinois, Wisconsin, California, Texas, Louisiana, New York, Massachusetts, which is really hard to spell, Nevada, Florida, Indiana, Colorado, and Hawaii.
Wow.
Yeah. What always interests me about the US, and it's like some people kind of have an aversion to traveling there. I think especially people from Australia and the UK and some other Western countries because they feel like it's not cultural enough or it's too similar to their own country. However, going to those 11 states, like, it changes dramatically. You cross those borderlines and the culture is different. The accent is different. Yeah. The attitudes are different. Yeah. Like, going from Los Angeles to New York to, Los Angeles in California to New York to Texas to Wisconsin, you're experiencing, like, completely different ways of life. And I think it's such a wonderful experience to travel within the United States. And it's just a lot of fun. And it, like, for me, it's just like everywhere I go, it's just like a movie. And I think I was we had Gail Menasco on the other week. So she's she's from the US. She lives in Oregon, which I've been dying to get to. If you're into the outdoors, you're into nature.
Beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. She really sold it. So it's definitely top of the list.
Me too.
But she even said, you know, it's just such a contrast going to all these different places and having lived in different places herself, you know. It's really interesting traveling there. So it's a funny thing. I like Florida. I've had a really great time in Florida, but people have this thing about people from Florida. They're like, if anything goes wrong, they're like, or somebody was a bit strange, they're like, are they from Florida? And they're like, yeah.
Did you know Flow Rider is from Florida? And in fact, if you take out the space in Flow Rider, his name spells Florida.
I did. I had heard that before, but it did blow my tiny mind when I heard it.
Mind blown.
You're like, whoa, dude. Yeah, I've actually been to Miami, Key West, and Orlando. I went to Orlando with my brother.
Did you have any key lime pie?
I did. In Key West, I had key lime pie, and it was freaking delicious. And the whole time I was there, I was singing, the Kokomo sort of song. Aruba, Jamaica.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, I want to take it to
take you.
Key Largo. Yeah. And so we. sorry, everybody. But I went there with my brother the first time. We went to Miami, and then we went down to Key West just for the day. And his highlight of that trip, whilst I was trying to sleep, was prodding me and waking me up on the bus, because we were going over there's seven bridges that connect like the mainland of Florida to all the keys, the Florida right. Keys.
Florida
we're going
keys.
Over these little islands sort of things. And these massive bridges. And he's like, these are the bridges from True Lies. You know the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger? Like, remember that bit?
Yeah.
Like, Emma, wake up. You know, this is the bit where they're there. And I'm like, shut up. Like,
you're fired.
We've been partying in Miami, so I was trying to catch some Z's before our cool day in Key West. But definitely highly recommend. And then I took my dad back. He'd always wanted to go. Dad and I went on a cruise out of Florida in 2011. And I was in, you know, it's one of those things where I was like, hey, Dad, I'm just casually going to be in America. Why don't you use your free business class flight that you won to fly to Los Angeles, and then we'll fly to Florida together, and we'll go to Key West, and then we'll go to on the cruise. Because cruise is like
awesome.
Pretty affordable. So we went on over there. So we went on a Caribbean cruise, but we went to Key West for a couple of nights, and
Emma,
it was very cool.
It dawns on me that with like, you know, almost 20 trips between us, how the heck are we going to fit it all in this episode?
We're not. So
okay,
we're just going to really do a little quick overview. Yeah, and it's really interesting as well going there from I went as you went as a baby, but I went as a child, and then going back as a like 20-year-old the first time. So I went when I was 9, and then I didn't go back till I was 21, which is a great age to be in America, because you can drink.
Sure.
And yeah, just seeing it like totally different experience. Going back to Vegas a couple of years ago as an adult, though, one of the first things I wanted to do when I went to Vegas was ride the roller coaster that I wasn't allowed to ride when I was a child.
The awesome. One in the hotel, or the
yes.
one at the side of the, yeah, I did that.
Yeah, the one that's in, there's one on top of the hotel, which I kind of wanted to do, but we didn't get around to it.
Yeah, there's that crazy tower, and it has like 3 or 4 rides on top.
Yeah.
And I didn't do any of them because I was terrified.
Because you
horses and
identified
heights.
In Poland that you don't like
Not,
heights.
Hold on. I don't like man-made heights. I'm pretty sure I specified this in the Poland.
yeah, no, I will definitely have more episodes related to the US, I'm sure. we don't have enough episodes with 64 countries. We've got 52 episodes to get to. So I would love to, not only is my mission to visit every country, UN recognized country in the world, I would 100% love to visit every state in the US. Absolutely,
wow.
Would love that. And I think
sure,
too, a road trip with the family in the future would be great.
Emma, there's 52 states.
Yeah.
We should take a year off and visit one state per year, per week.
I don't know if we have time, Dario. It's 52 years.
No. We visit one state per one state per week and just spend a year road trip. Is that a thing? I feel like
I'm
that
sure
should
people
be
have done
thing.
It. Let's look it up. But okay. Like right into the podcast at info@lovelytravels.com if you have done 1 week in each state in the US. That would be pretty cool.
Did you know, Emma, that 1 in 8 people in the United States have been employed by McDonald's?
No, but did you know, Darius, that my friend owned a McDonald's? So
no, I
totally believed
that.
Yeah, it was so awesome going to visit. And then my cousin Bill's friend, Dougie, at the time owned a McDonald's. So I got a tour
free,
of McDonald's.
Free
and,
burgers?
Yeah, gift cards.
Oh, nice.
James and I ate for like a week on those gift cards. Like, should we really have a quarter pound a day? I'm like, it's free. It was excellent. But, yeah, they had a great McDonald's. They used to have, like, cruise nights. So they used to have cars come down and, you know, old cars come outside.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but it's actually, you know, I know as much as they are everywhere, and McDonald's is predominantly about real estate, you know, I also know a person who owns a bunch of the real estate that the McDonald's are on.
Also smart.
Yeah, very smart man, very kind and generous man, because he also loved my friends in America, love you guys. I invited me to stay in his condo in Colorado. Which was meters
stay in a condo
from the lift. And I have to be from there. The lift, yeah, really? Literally look out the window, and there was it was like one of those 1980s like ski, like 1980s movies where they go off to a ski cabin, and it's like the decor was totally like that, like a hot tub, and there's a massive moose head on the wall, and there were like stone interior, and it was awesome. And the week that we happened to be there, one of the comps was on, so like, you know, super famous snowboarders and skiers were there, like Sean White and stuff, just skiing around.
Just skiing around. The snowboarders were just skiing around.
Just, I say skiing even though I snowboard too. But that was Copper Mountain in Colorado. I highly recommend it. I recommend it even more if you have friends with a condo. It is very nice.
Well, maybe we could just, well, he has to be on the show first. Get him on the show, and then all our listeners will have a free place to stay.
Yes, but it was very nice, and the people I went with were lovely, and it's just a beautiful place to stay. And again, it's one of those things where I'm very fortunate. A lot of the places I've gone to, I've known people and I've stayed with them. So to get kind of a, you know, they knew the best cafes to go to, they knew the best restaurants to go to. Like I took a day, one day rest, and we went down to the town nearby, and it was just, yeah, it's just such a different vibe. It's such a different feeling.
Yeah. And I think, well, actually, I know that all my trips to America have been fairly touristy, because like I don't know anyone there or didn't know anyone there. And I guess, you know, the places I visited were quite touristy as well. I'm really hanging out for getting out back in America, if that's a right term, but
I think Outback's Australia. There are Outback restaurants in America you can go to.
Outback Steakhouse.
Everyone's like, have you heard of these restaurants? I'm like, I'm pretty sure I get better steak in Australia. Pretty sure I have to pay a lot more because you've imported the meat from Australia, my friends. But yeah.
I'm very, very excited to get back and see more of the nature. And just it's such a big country, and there's so much to see. And I don't know, like, I think like a east to west or a west to east tour would be good, or like, I don't know,
like northwest corner too as well. Like something like a really cool trip that Matt and I did was I really wanted him. He had met Cuzzy in Los Angeles, so we were right. Matt and I went on a trip in 2016 where we flew into LA. And then we went to, we drove up to Lake Tahoe for skiing, which is like the top of California. Absolutely stunning. So beautiful. So Cuzzy was in LA, so we got to hang out with him there. And then we came back to LA and went to Mexico. But I really wanted Matt to experience like that hometown vibe of going to where my cousin lives, which is in Roscoe, Illinois. It's about an hour and a half from Chicago, and it's on the border of Wisconsin, Illinois. And so I said, let's go back for Thanksgiving, because that's a time where like all the families are around. There's all those sort of traditions, all the like typical things you see from the movies, like you're going to get that at Thanksgiving. So when we were in Chicago, like a little bit of the Christmassy stuff was around, but Matt had never been to Chicago either. So we did that. And Chicago is an amazing city. And we went to the ice hockey. So that was a super cool experience. Going to a sporting event in the US is like next level. Like any normal game is like our grand final. So the atmosphere was amazing. Then the next night we went to Chicago Bulls, which like was just, you know, Chicago Bulls has to be the most famous basketball team in the world because of the 90s era of Michael
Jordan. Space Jam.
And Space Jam. So that was cool, and to be at the stadium where they used to play and everything. So that was super fun. And then we went to stay with Cuzzy And just to have that thing of, like, we went to the Olive Garden. Like, we've heard about the Olive Garden, this famous restaurant. And it's just a chain restaurant, but it's, like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's just fun. And then we had a proper Thanksgiving dinner. We had pumpkin pie. Matthew ate a whole one himself. Like, we did all that. And then we went to a college football game. So, because the college teams' turnouts for the games can be as big as like a professional game. It's insane. And the merchandise for these, like, everyone in the crowd is wearing the team colors. Like, it's mental. Because if your kid goes to that college, then you're all in. And even once your kid leaves the college, they're alumni. 20 years later, you're still going back and watching the college games.
And, like, so, shouting, "Go Hogs" at random people. No,
go Badgers.
Go Badgers.
Go Badgers. Go Badgers. Wisconsin. Whew. So they.
Which uni? Uni of UOW?
University. Wisconsin University. WU.
And the Badgers? You're going to get in trouble.
I am. But it's definitely Wisconsin University. But the cool thing is they have the tailgate parties. You know, again, you see in the movies where everybody brings their cars and you have, like, a wiener roast and, like, you have your drinks and everybody hangs out in their cars in the parking lot, and then you all go to the game. So, and you're not allowed to drink in the game. So that's why they do it, I believe, that you drink in the car park and have snacks. But it's not like you just have a couple beers. It's like, there's a full spread of food. There's chairs, there's TVs, there's heaters because it's freezing. It was November.
How lenient are they at letting drunk people into the game?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't really see anybody who was, but they're like, there's, like, pretty serious security checks and stuff. So
it's pretty hard to get drunk on that terrible watery beer that Americans have.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I know there's a lot of good beer, but there's also bad beer.
It was free beer though, so I liked it. But yeah, so we did that. We went to the college games. We did a lot of, like, typical things. We also went to a tree farm and, like, cut down our own Christmas tree, which was an experience in itself. And we just kind of, like, ticked all the traditional boxes. We went to, like, Cuzzy's hometown, which is Monroe, Wisconsin, and that's the home of Swiss Colony. And the Swiss Colony is massive.
Swiss Colony?
Oh, it's cheese.
Oh.
Wisconsin's all cheese. And
I know it's dairy, but.
Yeah, no, cheese. But the Swiss Colony, they do these beautiful, like, hampers and chocolate boxes, and they're a huge company. They send stuff all over the US. And again, Cuzzy, being the person he is, knows the founders and was really good friends with the founders and the owners, and has done
well
for the football team, the Wisconsin Badgers team. University of Wisconsin Badgers, they used to have Badger Booster Days. And a Badger Booster Day is where a fundraising day. So Swiss Colony would host these days, and Cuzzy would go along and do the magic at these days where they raise money for the college. So it's like all this, like, entwined history. So he goes there and just everyone knows him. We go down the cafe, somebody knows him. We go to a restaurant, people know him. Walking down the street, oh, hey, Bill. So it's just a really nice. And he's got some friends who still live around Monroe that we always go and have lunch with. And it's just a really nice thing. And the houses there in Monroe, they're like those typical, straight out of a movie, like big wooden, kind of like witchy houses, like pointy roofs.
I know what you mean,
Big porches and they've got big basements and they have attics. These houses look like they're like 3-4 stories, but it's because they always have an attic and a basement. I don't know. That's a lot of stuff, but it was nice to do this trip. Go Badgers. To really experience, I've been to a homecoming parade on one of my trips.
What's
that? So homecoming's this thing where the college students go off, you know, to college. And then the next year they come back and they play a game of football at the school, and then that's when they have all the prom is around that time. But it's like welcoming, you go away to college and then you come home back to back to your roots. And so they have this big parade through the town, and there's cars, and that's where the prom kings and queens are on the cars, and they all make floats, all the school makes floats, and they throw candy which is kind of dangerous. Some candy's quite hard. So you're like, ow, ow.
Sure. Yep. Yep.
But yeah, it's like this, it's a big pageantry type thing. And it was really fun to get to be there for it.
Yeah. Did you know that 100 acres of pizza are served in the US every day?
That's a lot of pizza. Did you have pizza when you were in New York City? In New York?
Of course I had pizza when I was in New York City. Don't know what this accent is.
New York.
New York.
Unique New York. Unique New York. It's a vocal exercise.
It is too. Did you know New York used to be called New Amsterdam because it was a settlement settled by the Dutch? It was.
I had heard that, but I always think of New York more as like the Irish. It was a lot of Irish settlers.
Irish immigrants, but the English captured it in the 17th century. And the name New York was to pay tribute to the Duke of York who helped in capturing it.
Well done, Mr. Duke.
And New Yorkers bite 10 times more people than sharks do worldwide.
That's funny. That's a funny fact.
Yeah.
New York, yeah. New York can be kind of sketchy. And I told a story in the Oregon episode. I won't repeat it. But my brother and I arrived in New York City in 2009 at 2 a.m. after flying from Florida. And couldn't get into our hostel. And the NYPD had to help us get in. And it was... kind of awkward.
Boys in blue. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, hello, officers. They're like, you should not be on the streets of Harlem at 2 a.m. We were like, we would prefer not to be. I was like, welcome to New York. And then I told that story in 2014. I went to visit my friend Abigailia Shimon. Look her up.
Right.
If you can spell her name, I'll type it in the show notes. Fascinating name. Abigailia Shimon. She was hosting a comedy night because she's a comedian. And she was like, oh, do you want to get up and do a spot? It's kind of like an open mic night. And I was like, no. At the last minute, I said, all right, like, come on. I'm in New York City. No one knows me. If you're ever going to do comedy, do it in New York. So yeah. I got up and I did a 2-minute spot. And I told a story about going to my friend's school where she's a teacher and the kids spending more time asking me questions about my accent and asking me to say things than they were meant to be asking me about my culture, but they just got me to say things like table and waffle and pancake. And she's like, does anyone have a question that is not asking Emma how to say something?
All the hands go down.
and then I told the story about arriving to New York City, like, welcome to New York. And she was like, God damn you, you're so damn peachy. Like, she's like, you're so good. And someone afterwards was like, so how long have you been doing comedy? I'm like, Today.
Awesome.
And how long will you progress your career? I'm like, that was it. You saw it. That was my 2-minute career. Well done.
What are you talking about? You're hilarious.
I save all my pearlers for this podcast with our guests. You get the best pearlers of me, guys.
Is what they're called. No, I went to New York in 2015.
Did you like it?
I did. Sorry. I thought there was a question.
No. Because it's funny, like, again, on the Oregon episode. Oh, it wasn't the Oregon episode. It was the episode with Gail Manasco. It's also a podcast host. Her least favorite place in the world to have traveled to was New York City. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And I was like, each their own, but tell me more.
Right.
And it's like, it's a tough, like, I guess if some people don't like big cities and if you don't have a lot of money, New York's a pretty shitty place to be.
It's a big city. You have to, like, I was there with my dad and we just explored. Like, I had a list of like awesome restaurants and stuff that I wanted to visit, from that I'd know from YouTube and Instagram and stuff. So we're pretty set on the food, and then we just did a lot of walking. A lot of subwaying, visited some museums like the MoMA and the Whitney, I think. It's crazy. You could, like, even the dimensions are so bananas, like how many people and how big this city is.
Oh, it's so dense.
Super dense.
It's a world within itself. And, you know, It's you could live there a year, you could still definitely not see everything. It's just, it's a place that you can really immerse in. And I love the mash of cultures and
definitely
the history was it's got a lot of history and it's a pretty significant place for the US and in quite a few ways the world. I actually went to the 9/11 Memorial Museum, opened up 4 days before I was there, so one of my second visit. So we actually went. We managed to get tickets. My friend got us tickets, and man, that was so important to go. I'm glad I went, but it was really emotional and really like mind blowing. And that's such a massive, terrible thing that happened within our time, our lifetime. Something very important to remember. So I'm glad if you're ever in New York, I highly recommend going. Very emotional, like have a breather afterwards. But they've done it really well. Done a great job.
Yeah, they have done a great job. Yeah. And a little hard to follow that, but did you know that Eggs Benedict was also invented in New York City?
I did not, but I love Eggs Benedict, so that's just another reason for me to love New York. But we have to wrap up today. We could talk about the US for hours.
We've barely scratched the surface. This was ambitious, Emma, to try and fit all this in one episode.
So I think what we'll try and do with the US is we'll probably, as I said, I've got many friends, so I'd love to get some locals on here from the various states to talk about it in more depth, to hear it from their perspective too. We'll try and maybe just focus on states or focus on specific aspects of the US.
That's easy for you to say. Maybe we could have a vote, which, like in the Facebook group, we could have a vote which state we should cover next.
Yes. Or I'll be like, as well, like, okay, first in, best dressed. Because the other people I'd love have on is I have a couple of friends, quite a few friends actually, who've moved to the States from Australia. And so it'd be very interesting to hear their perspective of, you know, coming from Australia and living in the US. It is quite different. But why they went, the opportunity they've had, and three couples we know, they're all actually hanging out in Colorado right now, making me super jealous with their beautiful mountain views in Telluride, Colorado. So please write in. Yeah, if you get first in, best dressed, if you want to be on the show, you're from the US, friends, put your hand up. Or if you particularly want to hear about a state of the US, probably preferably one of the ones that Darius or I have been to, because that would make things easier. But we have ticked the USA now, so we are free to talk about whatever we want.
That's right.
This is our show. We'll do what we want. Damn it.
That's it. And just to wrap up, I have one more fact that I wanted to get out.
Okay.
In fact, it's that the fact is that 22 million chickens are consumed in the US every day.
You're really loving like the volume with the US.
We're talking about the US as a whole, and I'll get to the amount of chickens eaten in each state as we get to those states. But just as a whole, 22 million chickens.
Yeah, that's a lot of chickens.
It's a lot of chickens.
I mean, there are 350 million people there, so.
So each one eats like
a bit of chicken.
Maths, 5, 10, never mind. Okay. Thank you for listening, everyone.
We'll put it in the show notes. Don't forget Facebook group, Lovely Travels. Instagram, Lovely Travels. Website, Lovely Travels. And email us, info@lovelytravels.com. Please talk to us. We love hearing from you. It makes our day.
That's right. It does make our day. I hope you all have a great day. Emma, I hope you have a great dinner you're rushing off to. And we'll see you all in the next one.
See y'all.
Bye. Bye-bye, y'all.